Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado. And we have an outstanding guest this evening, but before we get to him, I want to invite you to a few new websites and some appreciations that I know each and every one of you understands and are working for across this nation and every state. Hopefully you're joining the websites that I get a hold of each week and send and share to you, and make sure that you have a pencil and paper out once again tonight so that you can really take down these figures and these numbers and these websites, because they mean a great deal and they mean the future of this country. There's a new book out by the great Pat Buchanan, and it's really making huge impact, and I'm going to get to that later. And also, of course, you all know Tom Tancredo, running for president, has In Mortal Danger, the book that he wrote. Here in Colorado, just today, he was attacked by Paul Campos, a big-time wannabe journalist out of the University of Colorado who teaches and lawyers-to-be. And he attacked him as the worst congressman in America. And I wrote a counter to that, which is published right now on yourhub.com, just to counter that, because this guy is really a liberal wacko that has done nothing to further the United States of America. And he attacked Tom Tancredo about his ad in Iowa. And, of course, just this May, over 60 Iraqi and Afghan terrorists were making their way through the tunnels to go over and attack Fort Huachuca right there in Arizona, and they got intercepted and stopped. And so this ad that Tom Tancredo showed on Iowa TV really is exactly what's happening, and yet he got crucified in the press over it. And you can see my counter to that also on American Chronicle.com, AmericanChronicle.com, and I'm certainly going to get it up to Rinse.com. And if you want, just email me at FrostyW@Juno.com, and I will certainly send you a personal copy of that. And again, the key here is to create critical mass. The key is to make a difference. And now, for those of you who appreciate, NumbersUSA.com, I think, is now over 520,000. I still want to see it over a million as we move into this election year, and as these senators try to cram another amnesty down our throats or sneak something through. It's very important that you take action, and that is the key, is that you take action. So whatever you do, make your voice heard. NumbersUSA.com, and here's another one that I want you to check out that will really sober you to what we face. It's called immigrationcounters.com. Immigrationcounters.com. And that site shows you the numbers, the facts, the figures, the dollar signs that you're paying, the consequences. I mean, it is an outstanding site. I just got a hold of it this week. www.immigrationcounters.com. And once you get there, you can unfold that thing, and it will really enlighten you to what we face across the nation. Now, also here in Denver, Colorado, we have an ongoing rendition of an imitation and a repeat of the two border agents, Ramos and Campion. And I've met both their wives and their family in Washington, D.C. Corey Voorhees is the next victim of this administration, and we're going to change that. And we're going to bring on a great guest this evening that's going to help you understand what we face. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll be right back after these comments.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly across this nation right now. And the fact is, if it wasn't for the massive, unrelenting, and relentless immigration invasion of our country illegally from other countries, of course, 85% of it coming from that country, that neighbor below us, the bad neighbor, the unfortunate neighbor, Mexico. The things that are happening to us right now wouldn't be happening. They wouldn't be happening if the President of the United States, since 9/11, had shut the borders down with troops and with everything in his arsenal. It's amazing to me that we have protected for 50 years South Korea with 35,000 troops at the DMZ, and not one illegal alien from the north has gotten down to the south. It amazes me that this president, after 9/11, didn't shut those borders down. And because he didn't, we have had millions coming across, up to 3 million per year, according to a Time magazine report. And that, of course, is flooding into every neck and cranny and sector and level of our communities, into our states. But at the same time, you're seeing some tremendous responses. D.A. King, Chip Rogers out of Georgia, Hazleton, Pennsylvania, with Mayor Lou Barletta, just got reelected. Kathy McKee, a great lady out there in Arizona. Certainly Barbara Coe in California. Dave Schultheis here in Colorado. You also know, of course, Oklahoma with Randy Terrell out there in Oklahoma. You've got Fred Elbel and Mike McGarry here in the state of Colorado. You've got Peter Boyles, the great radio man that takes on KHOW. If you've got a chance, if 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock each day, 5 days a week, tune in to on your computer, KHOW630.com. You'll get the Peter Boyles Show, and he is breaking open a heck of a case right now. As you know, Ramos and Campion, the two Border Patrol agents that shot a drug-smuggling illegal alien Mexican last year, were then taken to court by Johnny Sutton, the DA, who then ramrodded them through on whatever technicalities, and they're now spending a total of almost 24 years in prison, and they have families, and they were prosecuted for doing their jobs, ladies and gentlemen, to protect you from this invasion of illegal aliens, the drug smugglers, and you name it. Now we have, and I want you all to go to this website, www.CoryLegalDefense.com. That's Corey, C-O-R-Y, LegalDefense.com. I want you to really get your handle on this thing, because Corey Voorhees is being railroaded just like Ramos and Campion. It is desecrating, if you will, and emotionally destabilizing the Border Patrol, because they're literally getting locked up for doing the jobs they were hired to do, and that is to protect this country from terrorists, from the drug smugglers, from the sex trade advocates, and you name it. And this evening, we have a man who has also given his life, his career of 33 years as an INS agent, also as a ICE agent. And he, of course, graduated from the University of Wisconsin, and he has been a senior special agent with Immigration and Naturalization Service and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement for the last 33 years. He worked on the Presidential Organized Crime Drug Task Force, and for 3 years he did that. He was also assigned to the Denver FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. It is my honor to have Mike Rebo come to the program. And Mike, thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots tonight, and just would love to have you educate the audience across America on what we face here in Colorado and Corey Voorhees, another agent, ICE agent, faces.
Thank you for having me, Frosty. You gave me a great introduction. I spent 33 years as enforcing immigration laws. I retired in July of this year, and I know a great agent who unfortunately is being persecuted for doing his job. If I may, I will share the story with you. The story is of a courageous ICE special agent by the name of Corey Voorhees. He is a 15-year ICE special agent, former Border Patrol agent, and Army Gulf War veteran. Corey Voorhees is an exceptional agent and an award-winning agent, one who recently was recognized by the Undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security for his contribution in breaking up the largest counterfeit document ring ever to be identified in the United States. This was a $35 million money laundering operation run by Mexican kingpins, manufacturing, distributing millions, I say millions, of counterfeit Social Security cards, permanent resident cards, visas, IDs, driver's license, you name it, providing them to members of Latin King gang members, MSM, Serenios, and criminals, as well as just workers who are unlawfully in the United States. Corey led this investigation for 5 years that resulted in hundreds of arrests and dismantling of the organization. What happened was, in 2006, during a heated and contested Colorado gubernatorial race, Bob Beaupre, a sitting U.S. congressman, and former Denver District Attorney Bill Ritter, Corey read and saw what Bill Ritter was touting during the campaign, that he was tough on immigration, that as a former DA out of the Denver DA's office for 10 years, that he was tough on criminal aliens and that he prosecuted them to the fullest extent. Corey, as well as others, including myself, knew this to be untrue and factually inaccurate. Corey, being an agent, very dedicated, assigned to the criminal docket at Denver District Court, witnessed hundreds of criminal aliens charged with serious felonies, only to be allowed to dispose of their case by pleading guilty to charges, lesser charges, such as trespass on agriculture land was one of the most common. a charge for which an alien cannot be deported. Hundreds of these cases were disposed of this way, which concerned and gave great pause to Corey and other ICE agents, including myself, as a dangerous threat to public safety. Many of these aliens were drug traffickers, gang members, drug felons, dangerous felons, who were put right back out on the street after their conviction. Immigration never had them on the radar screen simply because these trespass charges were reduced to something that we didn't even bother paying attention to. We had far better cases to work that were actually convictions in other counties. Some of these aliens would actually get broomed into immigration only to pirouette at the border and return to the United States to commit other crimes. Corey saw firsthand this to be a two-tier system of justice, one for the aliens and the other for everyone else. He took action, and he picked up the phone and he called up Congressman Beaupre, and he told his staff that Bill Ritter, the things that he was claiming were untrue, and that if Beaupre wanted to check it out, go down to the public records at the Denver District Court and key in on serious felony arrests that were disposed of with plea bargains to trespass and agriculture farmland. About a month after he made that phone call, Beaupre's office got back to Corey with 10 names that they believed to be criminal aliens, having received this sweetheart deal, so to speak, if you will. Corey took those names. He was asked to check to verify status. He jumped on some computers that we use over at ICE to include the NCIC, National Crime Information Center. These are routine checks that immigration agents do all the time. He ran them, and he determined who was lawfully and unlawfully in the United States, and he identified one of the names, Walter Noel Ramo, which is the name that keeps coming up,
right.
A Honduran heroin trafficker who was given the sweetheart deal, was convicted and released immediately to the streets of Denver, where he went up to California only to re-offend and be charged with sex assault on a minor. Corey shared that information with Beaupre's office. To speed this up a little bit, because it does get in detail, what happened is Beaupre took this information and he put together an attack ad. And it got all over the news, and it outraged his competitor there, Bill Ritter. Bill Ritter started checking into this, and he apparently made some contacts with some people at the Denver District Attorney's office. We don't know this for a fact, but it appears that this is the case, and asked them to run the same information using the NCIC system to verify whether the information was true.
NCIC is National Crime
Information Center or Computer.
Okay.
Right. So it's a pot calling the kettle black. Ritter's campaign contacting his former office to run the same check. Well, what happens is the information comes out into the public, and what happens is Ritter is upset with this, and he immediately after he identifies that the NCIC computer had been used because he used it himself or through his aide, that he calls up the Colorado Bureau of Investigation and demands an investigation for misuse of the NCIC system. And the former Denver police officer, who is now the director of the CBI, says he will commence a full investigation into the matter, and days later they identify Corey Voorhees as being the person who so-called abused his authority by exceeding his authority on the NCIC, which is ridiculous. All he was doing is doing his job. Well, what happens is after this all was released, then people started looking at exactly what happened, and it just happened that three individuals ran the same Walter Ramo, who is the Honduran heroin dealer. Corey ran it within his clear jurisdiction as an immigration agent. He shared the information with Beaupre's office, which was not covered under the Privacy Act because this is an illegal alien. He shared public information with these people. And I will share after break exactly the finale to this.
All right. We're listening to Mike Rebo, ICE agent, Denver, Colorado. This is a heck of a story, ladies and gentlemen. right back after these messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Good. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're on Connecting the Dots with the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And as you're listening to Mike right now, a 33-year veteran of INS and certainly ICE, you're seeing what's happening to this country as the rule of law has been completely abrogated, as the rule of law has been confused, and as the rule of law has been completely ignored. And these are the kinds of consequences that are erupting all over the country. And so, Mike, if you could, let's follow through. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know that number, 1-800-313-9443. At the bottom of the hour, we'll start taking questions. And the key here is I want you to go to this website, www.coreylegaldefense.com, and make yourself heard and make your appreciations to this really brave ICE officer who has given literally 15, 16 years of his life. He's now out on no pay. He's been taken out of his job. He's innocent until proven guilty. And obviously, as you can tell from what Mike is telling us, there's nothing to be guilty about. And again, this is a kind of fraud going on. And I'm going to ask you some pertinent questions myself about the then DA, District Attorney of Denver, letting heroin dealers get off with an agricultural trespass. But let's go back to the rest of the story, Mike, and continue.
Well, what happens, Frosty, is on October 25th of 07, 1 year after this event, charges are put together by the United States Attorney's Office in Denver, charging Corey Voorhees with three federal misdemeanor counts, unprecedented, never to be done previously in federal court to waste their time on such a thing, charging him with intentionally exceeding authorized access to a computer and obtaining information from an agency of the United States. It's absolutely ridiculous. So what happens is Corey goes out and has to hire some attorneys. He is almost bankrupting himself, trying to defend himself to try to get out from under these charges, which cannot be proven. They have so many holes in it. And on October 25th, when he was charged, ICE walks up to him and serves him with paperwork that he's suspended with pay. 13 days later, he's served with papers saying that you're suspended without pay. So on November 7th of 07, he's been virtually out on the street without a job, without pay, and pending all these charges. This case is absolutely a case of political reprisal against a dedicated ICE agent who, with nothing to personally gain, brought into the public discourse a threat to public safety based upon a bad policy decision by Bill Ritter. He's being run over and put into the meat grinder by heavy hitters here. Now, back to this one particular point that's of interest. During the course of discovery, which Corey was entitled to, he identifies, he and his defense team, three people who ran the same criminal alien within days apart. One of them was a DA employee out of the Denver DA's office. The other was a Harris County, Texas, district attorney investigator who mysteriously ran the same person at the same time. Neither one of those people were ever investigated or charged by the FBI or Colorado Bureau of Investigation. And Corey is the one who's standing before a judge for doing his job. Of all these people who actually ran this information, the only person who had legal justification and a reason to do so was an immigration officer, him. And yet he's the one who's being charged. So we maintain with the Corey Legal Defense Organization that these criminal charges are being clearly put on him for no other reason than to crush Corey into submission and in an attempt to destroy his will to defend himself, and at the same time bankrupt the man into submission so that he would just cop a plea and go away. He would be fired if he copped a plea. He is fighting his case, and we are all standing very tall with this man. This man I know personally. I have been his mentor since he came to the Denver office in the mid-90s. I am very angered at the system, that they have a two-tier system of justice and that they are not applying the law equally as in this case with these other people who should be under suspicion, and much more so than Corey. Corey, again, is releasing public information to a sitting U.S. congressman. He has not broken any law, yet they're trumped-up charges against him.
This is beyond disconcerting. It's also fascinating because of the ramifications of those who would adjudicate the laws. Here is a district attorney, then Bill Ritter, allowing drug smugglers, heroin smugglers, and we don't even know all the rest of the people that he gave a agricultural trespass. Can you have the audience appreciate what it is to go from a heroin smuggler conviction, which should have happened to Ramo, down to an agricultural trespass? What are the differences? And what
yes,
are the differences for American citizens?
Thank you for asking. The difference is there's three distinct differences here. First of all, if a person or an alien is convicted of a trespass charge, a trespass in agriculture ground is not a charge for which an alien can be deported. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that I'll get to after.
Okay, we'll come right back. We're talking to Mike Rabow here in Denver, Colorado. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back after these commercial comments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Again, get those pencils and papers out. And you know that phone number is 1-800-313-9443. And we're talking about Corey Voorhees, a crack ICE agent for now, gosh, 15, 16 years old. He's got a family, wife, and kids. He's been literally railroaded here in Denver, Colorado. But what I want you to appreciate is that ICE agents across the nation are being railroaded. They're not being allowed to do their jobs. And that's why each and every one of you and communities across the nation are fighting against this invasion, and they're seeping in, they're pouring in to our communities, into our systems, into our hospitals, into our prisons, and we're the victims. We're the collateral damage, and here is a brave man standing up here in Colorado, and his friend and mentor, Mike, is telling the story of Corey Voorhees. Again, www.CoryLegalDefense.com, all one word. Go there and participate, show your support, and really make a difference in this man's life, because this man has been giving his life so that you're protected from the terrorists and the illegal aliens coming across the border. And as you know, this tide is turning. NumbersUSA.com has now got well over 520,000 members. I need to have each and every one of you tell another 10 people. The multiplier effect is what counts. And the same thing is happening here. As we press this thing along with Peter Boyles and even Capitalist and Silverman,
on the radio shows here in Denver on the Clear Channel, it's important that you get involved because nothing happens unless you take action. And as I've said many times, everything you do counts. Mike, if you want to go ahead and just give us some more history on what's happening on this thing and what we can do.
Yes, I was trying to explain the distinction between if a person, an alien, is convicted of the trespass versus the charge for which he was arrested.
Yes.
If an alien is convicted of a narcotic or a serious crime-related charge, they are considered an aggravated felon, turned over to Immigration Customs Enforcement, deported, permanently barred from the United States. A green card holder loses his green card. Plus, there's an enhancement that if they return to the United States, they go to jail for up to 20 years. When you reduce a charge to criminal trespass, they are no longer an aggravated felon. They no longer are a priority for ICE. We don't even put a detainer on them at the jail, and they're just released because we don't have the resources to pick up any just nonviolent criminal. So those people who are in fact really criminals are being let go only to reoffend, and then we'll catch them the next time. That's generally what happened.
In this case, a known heroin dealer. Now, wouldn't you call that something more than just a non-offender or a non-violent criminal illegal alien? And yet, here's what fries me. I am a longtime resident, 3 decades and more here in Colorado, a teacher of little kids. I taught out there in Brighton, Colorado, District 27J, math and science. Some of my students are probably listening right now. We're talking about a man who comes across the borders and deals heroin to our kids, and yet the DA, Bill Ritter, lets him go on an agricultural trespass and makes sure that he is not deported. Can you just fill me in my rational mind and my law-abiding citizenry type of mind of why would a DA of a major city in the United States allow such travesty of justice?
Well, I can tell you my opinion. My opinion is we have so many criminal aliens who are charged with serious crimes here in Denver and around the Denver metro area that they looked at this trespass charge as a way of clearing the docket. Let's find some people, take the path of least resistance, and get rid of these people as quickly as we can. That, I think, was the theory, because people who claim that aliens are coming here just to work, they're coming here to work the system. They know how this system works. And we even had U.S. citizens, and I documented this today because I made some phone calls to some very, very excellent sources. We had U.S. citizens who were claiming to be illegal aliens so that they would qualify for the sweetheart deal and get all the benefits that the aliens were entitled to, either walking out the door or if they had a detainer on them by immigration, they would come over to immigration and say, oh, no, I'm not really an alien. I'm a U.S. citizen. Here's my birth certificate. And the immigration agents would go back to the DA's office and say, hey, that guy's a liar. He lied under penalties of perjury to you. You need to do something with these people, either charge them or revoke their probation or what have you. And they say, just, you know, don't bother us. We have other cases to work, essentially. There's hundreds of these cases, and they're all documented. And it's unfortunate. It's a travesty.
Well, it's more than a travesty because if I remember correctly, Ramo went off to California and he was picked up again for something, some really bad crime?
Sexual assault on a minor, on a child. Yes.
And we already, you know, I'm going to give you just a little bit of background on that. Here in the Denver area in just the last 24 to 36 months, we've had 8 illegal aliens rape 8 college girls in Boulder, Colorado, and that town has a sanctuary policy and Mayor Rusin up there, of course, maintains it. And just in the last couple of years, Dale Englerth was killed by an illegal alien who had been picked up 11 times. Another illegal alien had been here for 8 years, a mother who had an anchor baby. She didn't have a driver's license. She was drunk, and she drove down and killed a guy named Woody, who was a philosopher at CU, on his bicycle at a stop sign. And, of course, the car thefts that are going on, the diseases in the schools, tuberculosis has been rearing its ugly head. And then when you start looking at Denver, Colorado, Mayor Hickenlooper, whom is a very he's a very popular mayor, but he continues to advocate for illegal aliens by his sanctuary policy, and he keeps getting reelected when 67% of the Denver Public School System seniors who should have graduated drop out or flunk out. One out of five teachers quits every nine-month cycle, and those kids who do finally graduate from Denver Public Schools with this 30,000 different illegal aliens and 41 different languages have a degraded education, so much so that when they go off to the big colleges, the ones that do go have to have remedial math, remedial English, remedial language, English, you name it. And that's the kind of consequence. And, of course, I know that you know this very well, Mike. There are 12,000 gang members in Denver proper. Could you give us an illumination on what that means?
Well, gang members, a lot of people think, well, that's, you know, like Mexican mafia types. Sure, we have Sereños, we have Latin Kings, we have all these different Mexican groups, but we also have MSMs out of El Salvador. We have Asian gangs of people who are many times undocumented. They're either overstay visitors or they're on non-immigrant visas and never leave. It's a great problem. It's not only here in Denver. It's all over the United States. And, you know, unfortunately, many times when you read in the paper about a person and they look to have a name that could be foreign, they never identify the people, nor do they even ask if this person is from a foreign country. They're just identified after the crime as being a person who committed the crime. But unfortunately, let me share this with your listeners. Take the time sometime to go onto the Internet and go onto DEA.gov, Drug Enforcement Administration, .gov, and check on the most wanted criminals around the United States. And what you can do is there's a map with all the states. Click on it. Click on any state, including North Dakota, Maine, any of these obscure states you wouldn't think would be there would be aliens there, and see who the major league drug traffickers are. You'll be surprised. It's an eye-opener. These people are all over the United States, criminal aliens filling up our jails, committing crimes.
Well, there's no question they're filling up our jails. For those of you who don't know this, in Colorado, I'm privy from my own investigation, 7,300 convicted illegal aliens in the state of Colorado, costing Colorado taxpayers over $20 million a year. But when I go back on those 7,300 criminals that are convicted of felons, I start looking at the fact that each one of them committed a crime against a Colorado citizen. Killing them or assaulting them or raping their wife or their daughter, hitting them in a drunk driving accident. And in fact, the one that killed Justin Goodman about 3 years ago, his name was Rusin something. He was stuck, and he's now stuck in Canyon City for 16 years. But, of course, Justin Goodman's wife and daughter are growing up without their daddy and their husband. And so 7,300. And if we look across the nation right now, 29% of all our federal, state, and local prisons are loaded up with the illegal aliens that are convicted. And you're talking about over 500,000. Now, on immigrationcounters.com, they've got about 314,000 illegal alien convicted felons. So whatever the number is, think of all the victims of U.S. citizens who go about their business daily, and then they become the victims of these criminals. With Corey right now, what do you see happening in the near future? Is there a shift here in Colorado? Is it getting too scary for Bill Ritter? Is it going to have a chance to be dropped? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, first of all, there's a big call for impaneling a federal grand jury to investigate all these twists and turns in this case involving others, including the Denver DA's office in Harris County, Texas, as far as their involvement and possible violation of misuse of the NCIC. There's also some twists and turns concerning who's paying for the Harris County District Attorney to be running this information, which kind of leads back to Beaupre's office or the 527 group, which is the group here in Denver. I just don't remember the name. Do you remember the name of that particular 527?
No, I don't.
Trailhead.
Know
Trailhead.
I haven't researched it,
yes.
But I know it's.
It's called Trailhead. Anyways,
Trailhead. That's the one.
Yes, there's some connections that need to be investigated, and unfortunately, they have not been investigated. Now, as far as Corey's case, he has a motion to dismiss based on selective prosecution that is with the Honorable Judge Kane, who is a federal judge. If he rules on this favorably, the case is dismissed. If he rules unfavorably, it'll go to trial. The trial date has not set, nor has a motion hearing been set by the judge. Conceivably could carry on for another 6 months.
Oh my gosh! Well, I'm going to have, and in my prayers, I'm going to move for this thing to be dismissed because this man needs to be home with his family, and he needs to be home with his kids, and he needs to have his job back because I want a man like this serving his country and serving our society in this exemplary manner. I would also like to make sure that the listeners out there have your website. It's www.19assessments.com. That's 19.
No, it's I-9.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, there
yes.
We go.
It's www, I as in immigration, 9assessments, with an S, .com. I have started ISL Consultants, I-9 compliance assessment consulting business for businesses and companies to provide I-9 assessments as well as fraud counterfeit document training for employers and businesses. And I started that about 3 months ago, and I'm very excited about it, where I can help employers so that they will make certain that they comply with the federal and state laws so they don't get raided by immigration.
That's outstanding. We're going to give that website a little further on in the program, ladies and gentlemen. Now, one of the things that, as this Corey Voorhees case starts to really move toward its final analysis, could you give me an appreciation after 33 years in INS and certainly ICE, what this nation faces from our borders, our security, and simply everything about the rule of law? With all your experience, what are the great dilemmas that we face as a society, as a country, as a republic?
Well, I could talk all day on that, but this is not just an illegal alien problem. It's an overpopulation problem. It's an environmental problem. This country cannot take on another 100 million people, which if you do the math, conceivably in the next several decades, we could augment our population. What I've seen, Frosty, is in three decades of working for immigration, I have seen where 20 years ago we would have the Mexican national would come up here and work, and he would send all of his money back. In the past 10 years, it's no longer that case. He brings up his entire family, puts his wife into the WIC program, the AFDC program many times, and then takes his children and put them into the public school system at our expense. There are far too many doors open that stand open. You cannot blame these aliens either right. To overstay their time or cross the border when we have these doors standing wide open, inviting them to stay here. That's the biggest problem. And my solution is very simple. Beef up the border as far as defense. That's fine. It's great. But I would rather invest the money in interior enforcement and enforcing the existing laws, especially on employers who knowingly hire and exploit these aliens. That's the reason they're here, most of the ones who are non-criminal. The criminals are here to profit, and those need to be dealt with very severely. But the hardworking people who just come up here to work, As long as you have this door standing open with abuse of counterfeit documents and going in and filling out I-9s to get jobs, these companies are hiring them. And interior enforcement is a must.
Well, along with the interior enforcement, could you give me a feel for the fact that who are these employers of the illegal aliens? What is their paradigm? What is their rationale? When they're able to thrive in a nation that's been successful for 231 years, why would they go back to the same kinds of things that we had previous to 1865? And let's face it, that's slavery. And why would they create this new slave class at the expense of their own fellow citizens, we in the middle class? I mean, I am strictly middle class. I've worked my butt off all my life. Nothing was given to me. And now these employers of illegal aliens would take the jobs away from my kids, my friends. And when we get right back, you can give us some appreciation for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Mike Rebaugh. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us at Connecting the Dots.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for joining us here at a most interesting hour. And, of course, the boards are lighting up right now, and it's a little bit too late. I wish you would have called in sooner, but I get the view just before we get off the air. I want you to go to www.CoryDefenseFund.com. Cory, C-O-R-Y, DefenseFund.com. That's all one word. And also, if you want to get a hold of Mike, I want you to go to www.i, as in intelligent, that's I-9, the number 9, assessments.com. www.i9assessments.com, all one together, and you can ask him questions. You can also find about anything you want to know as far as the INS and this whole situation we're facing in this country today. We've got a couple of callers, and I would like to go ahead and get a hold of Dave in Arizona. You have a question or comment, make it quick because we're at the end of the hour. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Dave, go ahead and ask Mike whatever you want.
I just want to relate to I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, and then last year we had 3 police officers shot by illegal aliens. Just yesterday we had an illegal alien that supposedly saved some kid by waiting for the police to come. His mother had wrecked his car, and they're making a national hero out of him now, wanting to make have him visit with the president. That's one thing. The second thing is, I've been researching all these things since I moved out here. I'm not from Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. I moved here from Alabama. And I think most of your readers, listeners, can find out a lot about this immigration stuff if they go and look at the different websites for the different states that are involved in this prosperity plan that they got to eliminate the borders. We have a highway going through Arizona the same as Texas does. It's called the CANAMEX, CANAMEX. And if you go and look at the boards of directors that are on there, they're not migrating the rules. They're migrating the people, and that's how they're getting in here. If you go to a local Social Security office, if you go to a driver's license bureau, anything like this, you go to a school board, these people have been integrated in there. A lot of them can't even talk. When I go to the driver's license place, they just about have to get somebody special to talk to me.
So understood, Dave, and thanks for making those comments, and I appreciate it. And the best to you in Arizona. Talk with Kathy McKee or Russell Pierce, and they're going to really stop this thing going on in Arizona. We got Aaron in Colorado. Aaron, you have a comment or a question for our guest, Mike?
Hi, hello?
Yeah, Aaron?
Go ahead.
Hey, thought the good show.
Thank you.
Your listeners here all know that the government is corrupt from the top down. With all due respect to these officers in prison and jail and this ICE officer who's losing his retirement, this isn't the first time they knew that there was a problem. They've been sucking off the government tit for a long time. I wish they would have woke up about 15 years ago and started raising the flag. I don't think the listeners here, at least me, give them too much sympathy, although we do need whistleblowers, and I credit them for doing that. But, again, they've been sucking off the government tit for a long time. They've watched this snowball effect into an avalanche that now is showing its problems. If they would have been there with you 15 years ago, 20 years ago, we could have had the problem solved. So I don't have too much sympathy for these guys. That's my comment.
Mike, thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots tonight.
Thank you,
Pastor. One last comment
it.
Or two. Mike, thanks for joining us very much. We appreciate it, and thanks for all the information on Corey Voorhees.
Okay, thank you,
ladies and gentlemen,
go
to those websites, CoreyDefenseFund.com and I9Assessments.com. It's always a pleasure to have each and every one of you on the show, and it's a pleasure and honor to have Mike Liebau. Again, Godspeed, God bless. Good night. With recent